Well, we want to touch down next on South Carolina's special election for the 1st Congressional District, which has suddenly turned into a dead heat. Tomorrow, voters will choose between the Republican, Mark Sanford, and the Democrat, Elizabeth Colbert Bush. He's the former governor who infamously stepped down in 2009 after admitting to an affair with an Argentinian woman and telling his staff to say he was hiking the Appalachian Trail. She's the sister of comedian Stephen Colbert. She's attracted national attention in the race, outspending Sanford by 4-1 on television spots. But her 9-point lead fizzled. Andy Shane is a political reporter for the state newspaper in Columbia, South Carolina. Andy, start there. Where do you think that lead went?
That lead went with Nancy Pelosi. Essentially, the governor, the former
Explain.
Governor.
Hasn't... Explain.
Yes, exactly. How does a congresswoman 3,000 miles away affect things in Charleston, South Carolina?
Right.
Long story short, Sanford's campaign has been based on tying Colbert Bush to the liberal policies of Nancy Pelosi in the White House, and specifically Congressman Pelosi. He debated a cardboard picture of Nancy Pelosi, kind of like how Clint Eastwood debated Barack Obama in an empty chair a couple of days after a really bad poll, and everyone thought he was crazy. Everyone thought it was a horrible political stunt, and it seems to have worked. He has just continued to hammer her on this idea that if she goes to Washington, she'll be part of this liberal pro-union faction of the Democrats, and you don't want that. And, you know, please forgive me for my past, and I'm seeking your redemption, but in the end, I promise to do things that that the Democrat won't.
Do we understand that he's actually taken to carrying around this life-size cardboard cutout of Nancy Pelosi?
He just did it the once.
Ah.
Just did it once. But what he's done is when they had their only debate a week ago, Pelosi's name came up nearly 10 times as he spoke. And you know, there were shouts in the back, "She's not here," but you know, it didn't matter. It's what stuck with folks. And I think there're going to be more than a few Republicans who Sanford might not necessarily be their candidate, but are going to be willing to hold their nose and cast a vote for him, because they don't want the Democrats.
Well, tell us more about that nose-holding, because in the only debate, Elizabeth Colbert Bush mentioned Mark Sanford's Appalachian hiking story. This was in the context of his wasting taxpayer money, but it was the big sort of what will he say, what will she say moment of the campaign when this story actually came up. Left-leaning commentators loved it, but what do you say was its effect?
You know, it's been effective, and you know, it is the legacy that Mark Sanford has left as governor, that he essentially left his post. That has been the theme of a number of commercials that have come from the national Democrats. Has been, you know, been people, former soldiers talking about how this was dereliction of duty, that he left the state without informing, left the country without informing anyone of where he was going. And so it has been, and I think it will keep some Republicans home who might vote for another candidate. The problem with the district is it was redrawn in 2010 to become even more Republican, and it went 18 points for Romney back in November, and essentially that's going to be a very, very tough number for Colbert Bush to overcome.
Well, and that gives us a sense of, even though commentators are saying, wow, look at that, her 9-point lead has fizzled and it's now a tie. You say what? Because a tie is certainly not as comfortable as the 18-point lead that Romney had in this largely Republican district.
That's for sure. I mean, this should be basically a race that a Republican should win by a couple of touchdowns. But Mark Sanford is not your typical Republican. And you know, while he has the fiscal conservative message that resonates with folks in the Charleston Hilton Head area, the problem, of course, is that he's Mark Sanford with the Argentinian lover who is now his fiance, and the troubles that he has had with his ex-wife, most notably what came out more than 2 weeks ago, that he is going to be going to family court on Thursday to argue over a trespassing allegation at his Jenny Sanford's home on Super Bowl weekend.
Yes, when he showed up on the porch and was not supposed to be there. Well, this brings us back to, again, are some Republicans going to be thinking of that in the future? Chris Saliza of the Washington Post wrote today that a Sanford win could actually be a good thing for Democrats because it will help them in the midterms, because they will use stories like that one as sort of undermining the Republican push across the country.
My hunch is that if he can calm things down with his ex-wife, and get whatever are the issues resolved with her. I think he could, if he wins, he could end up staying in Congress for as long as he wants.
I have to hold you up. Calm things down with his ex-wife is the kind of language that, you know, makes voters crazed.
Well, exactly. But here's the deal. People in Charleston care more about their pocketbooks than I think what's going on in Governor Sanford's personal life. Charleston is the one district, probably this district that he's in, is the one district where they're not, where, yes, as I said, they're not really happy with what went on with his personal past. But in the end, what they care more about is their wallets and what they think is happening in D.C. And in the end, Sanford has the anti-tax, anti-government message that is popular right now. We have Tim Scott, who is basically a Jim DeMint clone, who's now in the Senate. We have four congressmen who are pretty much in this Tea Party fiscal conservative mode that we have, and he fits in with it. In fact, he kind of paints himself as the original Tea Party congressman because back in the 90s, he was talking this sort of fiscal conservative message when he served his first three terms.
Andy Shane, political reporter for the state newspaper. Ahead of tomorrow's election, up for the congressional seat, former Governor Mark Sanford and the Democrat Elizabeth Colbert Bush. We will be hanging on every moment. Andy, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me today.
Okay. Don't forget, Congress back in session this week. Other things on the agenda, online shopping, immigration reform. We'll keep an eye on all of it for you. Back in a minute, here and now.